Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Murder in the morning from the Hidden Killers podcast.
That it is, and if you want to weigh in on anything that we're talking about, the phone number 888-554-5537, 888-5-KILLER. We're talking about Brian Koberger this morning. Koberger had his hearing last week, and one of the things that came up was alibi. Now, Stacey, when someone asks you, you know, okay, there was something really big that happened the other night, and they think you might have killed, like, a bunch of people. Can you tell us where you were? As long as you weren't the one who did the murder, you could probably tell somebody where you were and what happened without having to take weeks, months, years, and consultations with attorneys to come up with that answer. Because the truth just speaks the truth. And then, okay, well, then that's it. We'll do our checking to make sure that that's right. But as long as you got a legit one, you're good. Well, Brian Koberger's attorneys, they're trying to come up with that alibi in his defense. It's a predicament that's come to light in some recent court documents, revealing a desperate plea for more time for his defense team to figure that out.
It's sounding really, really problematic for him now that, I mean, like you said, you should be able to say, where was I Saturday night? Well, I went to Sam's Club. I ran to Target to get some cat litter and I came home.
Exactly.
Right?
There you go. And then they could check the security cameras over there. They could check the GPS of your phone or your car or this or that. And checks out. Cool. Thank you. If you're trying to come up with something that, number one, is probably not traceable, so it really can't be verified, and a location where nobody else maybe saw you and can't be verified, but your alibi will be, I'm going to guess his alibi is going to be something along those lines of not verifiable, but we can say he was there, and you just have to kind of take our word for it. If you had a good one, it could be verified. And it's not a very good verifiable alibi when your phone is seen tracking in and out of Moscow, Idaho, late at night, right after people were murdered in the middle of the night.
Yeah, that's problematic. That screams, we've got a problem here, folks.
And your DNA is found at the scene and you're found hiding evidence and shit. Like, that may not work. I really feel like they're starting to grasp at straws here. Especially with their attack of the media the other day. It made no sense where they brought up the influence that various people are having on this case, which is like, it's almost like a Casey's countdown. Like, moving in today at number 24 on the Koberger's countdown. It's like, okay, and your point is the media will have an influence. People will talk. And there's nothing you can do about that. So why did you just spend like $50,000 of state's taxpayers' money for an expert witness to come in and give you the countdown of who is the most influence on this case?
That's a really good point.
Like, what's your point? Is there bad reporting on this? Yes, there's bad reporting on fucking everything. And there's bad reporting on every single case. There's some of us that are reporting on it very responsibly. There are many on YouTube that are out of their freaking minds. That are coming up with theories that are utterly insane. But a lot of them don't involve Koberger. But the Koberger team seems to have a real big issue with anybody speculating on Koberger in this specific case. They don't really speak up, which is kind of insane. It's a total oxymoron, where I would think if they wanted anything, they'd be encouraging the speculation of people other than Koberger. But they just really focus on people that talk about Koberger and how that could influence a juror. Yes, it very well could. It could easily do that. It makes me question a little bit more about some of the other unintended consequences that attorneys play and courts play, thinking, oh, we're gonna control this narrative. We're going to keep people quiet with a gag order. It creates more speculation if you don't have representatives sharing the narrative of the case and sharing what they have, if there's something good. I would think if they had a true alibi for Koberger would be free by now. They could show that alibi and then go, well, yep, charges dropped. They can prove he wasn't there. But that doesn't seem to be what's going on at all. Since Koberger's arrest...
And what really concerns me is that they are trying to set up for this defense that, hey, we didn't, you know, people are thinking so many things out there and talking that there is no way that we could find an impartial jury. That they're setting it up this way instead of, hey, this guy is guilty. They're just going to come out and say, sorry, we couldn't get a fair trial. We couldn't get an impartial jury.
They're playing the Trump card, literally. Yeah. They're playing the card of it's rigged. And they're saying it before the trial has even happened. They're saying it won't be fair, and they're playing it, and they're trying to create that narrative before anything has ever happened. And then when it doesn't go their way, then they're going to say, see, we told you.
Exactly.
It's like, and it's not because it is rigged. It's just because you're a criminal. And that's all the answer is. But people like to think there's always something else going on. And I don't know. I mean, obviously he's innocent until proven guilty. But come on now. Koberger's arrest, they've been having a lot of, the prosecution has supplied a staggering 51 terabytes of data over in the discovery process for everybody to go through. And it's being made up like this is ridiculous. And you know, it does sound pretty big. I can guarantee it's not 51 terabytes of text, okay? There isn't 50. I mean, that would be like the Library of Congress and like every book ever made would be 51 terabytes of text. It's not that. I can almost guarantee that 51 terabytes of data is a lot of video. It's probably all of the security camera footage. It's probably God knows what Koberger had on his computer of video that's there, which video, if it's not compressed, can be fucking huge. So
yes, it can.
To get up to 51 terabytes of data, that's a lot of stuff. Most computers don't even, there isn't a 51 terabyte hard drive. It doesn't exist. So it's multiple hard drives. It's multiple sources. It's not like there was 51 terabytes of data on Brian Koberger's desktop. There wasn't. It's all of these places. And a lot of that data, absolutely nothing. It's when you're talking about security camera footage, if you're not honing in on the very specific time you're supposed to be looking, it's useless. So as far as useful data in that 51 terabytes, maybe one or less. I don't know. Probably not much, but they do have to sift through it. But you just got to remember, video footage, very, very large. Okay. And it doesn't take a ridiculous amount to reach that sort of a threshold. It really doesn't, depending on how it's compressed or not compressed.
And they probably got, you know, ring footage from many different homes and business security footage. So, you're making a really valid point here.
Ann Taylor in her motion boldly stated that deciding on an alibi at this stage would be, at the very least, premature. The team had barely scratched the surface of the vast pile of evidence before them. Deciding on an alibi?
How do you decide on an alibi? Either you have it or you don't.
It's what is your alibi, not like what's going to play best in court. Well, of course, that's what you're going to do. But when you're telling people, it's like a child saying, let me figure out my lie here. Give me a few more minutes. I'll come back out, mom and dad, and I'll let you know. Okay.
Just the whole thing is just weird. I don't understand deciding on an alibi. I don't get that.
Not at all. Koberger appeared in court the other day wearing a suit for the first time, which was rather interesting and kind of bizarre for a hearing of this style. Normally, they just bring him out there in their jail clothes. That shows to me, and what I talked about with Jennifer Coffendaffer earlier today about this, is that the court's really trying to give some leverage, I don't know, leverage or just really trying to look not biased whatsoever, because normally you wouldn't do that. So I don't know if that's, let's put him in a suit. But I do think it's an interesting move on Koberger's part, because he's always going to look professional. And what was this hearing 100% about? People talking about him. I think he's eating it up. He had a smirk on his face through most of the hearing.
He did. I saw that picture, and he's just, it's like almost.
It's Ted Bundy-ish.
Yes, thank you. It's eerie. It's creepy. It's unsettling.
Very much so. It is very much, I think, Ted Bundy-ish. The judge
is. What is he smiling about?
That he's there. I think I stand, and I think by the end of this thing wrapping up, I think he wanted to get on the ride, and I think he wanted to experience everything about this ride. And he doesn't care where it's going to end. I think this is how he's feeling. This is probably the biggest thrill he's ever had in his life. And he probably is really eating it up. That would be my personal opinion on viewing what we've seen thus far.
Yeah.
Judge is expected to issue a decision on the gag order that a coalition of more than 30 media organizations has asked him to suspend, arguing that it violates the First Amendment of the Constitution. Koberger and his attorneys obviously don't want that changed anytime soon. Supposedly, the trial will start on October 2nd, depending on how much kicking and screaming there is on an alibi and 51 terabytes of data that they're going to continue to make into something that it's not. Ugh. So, there you go.
Yeah, mark your calendar.
Mark your calendars, kids. And if you ever get convicted of murder, make sure you wear that black suit to all the hearings, because it's going to make you look a lot more professional. It'll really make an impact on the case. Going to weigh in on any of the stories we're talking about, 888-554-5537 is the phone number, 888-5-KILLER. We'd love to hear from you. Lots more to come. Press subscribe. For Stacey, I'm Tony. Stay with us.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient: patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. a flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.